And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down when the man comes about. The hairs on your arm will stand up at the terror in each sip and in each suck. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grind when the man comes around? Hear the trumpets, hear the pipers, 100 million angels singing. Multitudes are marching to the big kettle drum. Voices calling, voices crying. Some are born and some are dying. It's Alpha and Omega's kingdom come. And the whirlwind is in the thorn tree. The virgins are all trimming their wigs. The whirlwind is in the thorn tree. It's hard for thee to kick against the pricks.
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy with you tonight, the Shepherd's Call. We're glad to be with you on WWCR 507 on the transmitting jewel of the South, Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome aboard. We got a great program for you tonight. Tonight, the secret things and secret times. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in perilous times. And the secret is, who shall abide in the tabernacle under the wings of safety? Those that know the secret times. Those that know when to come and when to go in the worship of a divine creator. We're going to give you the factual scriptures about the secret times. Now we're going to go to Deuteronomy chapter 29, verse 29. Mark it in your Bible. I want you to really take a good look at it, because you see everything that is being done today. You may question, you may panic, you may doubt, you may have fear, but let it be known that everything that is happening under the sun and the moon is for a reason. Now, who's in charge? Well, we think, we fear, we hear every radio program that we hear is preaching fear. Get your gold, get your silver, get your food, do all these things. But ladies and gentlemen, is that the most important thing? What if you were called into judgment tonight? And you would have to give an account, not for how much silver and gold you had, not for your fears and anxieties, but for your obedience unto the commandments. Now the Bible says if a man says he loves the Creator, Yahweh, and keepeth not his commandments, he's a liar. Well, did you know that 99% of Christianity don't even know what the first commandment is? 99%. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. How can you say you love him and you don't even know the commandments? Now, tonight we're going to deal exclusively with secret times. Now, the Bible says in Deuteronomy 29:29, the secret things belong unto Yahweh, for those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children, not to the world. Babylon's doing its thing. They have a protracted timeline, and whatever the fathers deem for Babylon to do, you say, well, Yahweh doesn't love or appreciate Babylon. Well, he set it up. Did you know that the first king who thought he'd established Babylon and thought that he was controlling the tumors to the locking system of the secret thing, did you know that he began to take glory for it and the father rebuked him and sent him out to eat with a beast of the field? Now, you better figure that out. Everybody thinks he went over to the jungle and swung in the trees. No, he didn't do that. He went to the beasts of the field, and there he ate the grass and the herbs that are in the earth, and the dew from heaven fell upon his face until he acknowledged, listen to this now, that it wasn't Nebuchadnezzar that set up the kingdom of Babylon, where he had enormous powers, but he acknowledged it was Yahweh who set up the kingdom both in heaven and on earth, and he takes them down. Now, isn't it wonderful, joy unspeakable and full of glory? If you got an ear to hear what the Spirit says, according to Revelation 2:29, there is ears that they can't hear. There's eyes that can't see. There's minds that cannot think beyond the realm of the carnal, or for fear or for tradition of the things that they do. And ladies and gentlemen, everywhere you go in America, you'll find that the church, the 501c lapdogs, and I hear of churches even taking up guns, offering $50 for each gun that you bring to them. They surrender it over to the government. Did you know that these lapdogs, goose-stepping lapdog preachers, we shouldn't be too surprised to hear that, because in 2 Timothy 4:3, for the time will come that they shall not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust, they shall heap to themselves teachers. In other words, they will appoint those that teach them, and they want to hear easy, smooth speech and enticing words with itching ears. Now listen to what the next statement says in 2 Timothy 4. They shall turn away, not turn to the truth, but shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned into fables. In the Greek, that's mythos, or myths, as it is in the English. So there are a bunch of mythos bringing teachers with itching ears. In other words, what do y'all want to hear? I'll preach what you want to hear. What sells? A lie. They love the lie, and they shun the truth, because the truth is a hard saying that separates from the traditions and the things that they want to believe in their mind. Well, ladies and gentlemen, is it possible for the truth to be hid from people? Well, of course. The Bible says, and here's what it says, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and therefore, since they reject knowledge, which is truth. You see, a preacher like myself, I can't have a congregation of people sitting under me at first this and second that in these large cities where they fill the pews and they hear these grandstanding, styling, and profiling preachers preach to them things that are smooth. Oh, God is a good God. God loves you. They never hear about the truth of the wrath. But those that have an ear, you need to hear what the secret things that belong to them and revealed to the family of Yahweh. Now listen to this. Call upon me, and I will answer you, and I will show you the great and the mighty hidden things which thou knowest not. Jeremiah 33:3. Daniel 12:9. The words of the prophecy are sealed. In other words, they have to be, anything that's sealed has to be opened and revealed, and only the prophets, the secret things that belong. And he said, I will first speak to the people by the prophets, and if there's no prophet, there's no truth, and there's no word. Because most of the prophets in the land have become false, idle tales, tinkling cymbals, and sound in brass, because they've sold out for the filthy lucre or the security blanket of the New World Order in the time of the end. Your words are sealed to the time of the end, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. Daniel 12:9-10. Did you know that the wicked cannot hear my message? That not many wise and not many noble and not many rich are called into this gospel, because this is a hard saying and who can hear it. This is a sacrificing message to those who have counted their life as dung for a chance to have the door of revelation which can save the soul or seal it to doom. And today is the day of choice. Choose this day who you'll understand. Do you understand that those who are sealed by the mark in the forehead of the mighty, magnanimous, magnificent, glorious, powerful, all revealing, truthful name that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's never changed. It is the YHVH name of the Holy Sacred Tetragrammaton in Greek, given to those with understanding who are wise to understand, according to Daniel, and will not, because their names are written in the Lamb's book from the foundation of the world, being predestinated to hear the fellowship of the truth. Now, we've got a lot of sheep sitting in these sheep pens where the wolves are tending the sheep. And when the two wolves and the sheep get together for dinner, you know what's on the menu. And ladies and gentlemen, they are eating and killing and destroying and mangling the souls of the very sheep that could hear the revelation that is unsealed by the faithful truth of a few prophets that will hazard their lives and take hardship. You see, I live by faith from day to day, work 24/7 for the King, and recognize only one name under heaven to be saved that's got salvation, and I can prove it. And nobody of these Jesus preachers, they'll harp and moan and groan and sing the glories of the King James Bible, where it has the false accepted name. And they sealed out of it, and I've proved this many times, they've sealed out the correct, wonderful, glorious, magnanimous, magnificent name, glorious name, sweet name, the only name given whereby you can be saved that's got any salvation. They sealed it out and totally rejected it. And so then I'm preaching to you tonight the rejected name. I'm not offering you the accepted name in the New Testament. I'm not giving you Jehovah in the Old Testament. That is a shame that scholars that know Hebrew would even think about bringing up a Jehovah God when it's false, misleading. Mark this well. They shall come and turn away from sound doctrine. Oh, I don't have a Hebrew Bible, Pastor Buddy, so therefore, if I don't know it, I'm not under the bondage of understanding it. Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure you that that is one reason why that the millions of Christians today that are promoting their ideals about and singing the praises about a false name. Now, I'm not here to talk about that tonight. I'm on the Secret Times. Now, I'm going to give you the information that right now we have what is known as the seventh month. Now, the seventh month begins tonight. Now, it is actually the tenth month in the Gregorian calendar. But you see, man begins his festivals under Jan, the god Jan. Janus, the god. And so they celebrate what we call the winter solstice, when the sun begins to make its rising for a time out of the dead winter. It is the sun god, S-U-N now. And therefore, many millions of Christians are deceived with a Gregorian calendar. They don't even know when the correct time of the secret times that belong to Yahweh and to His family that are revealed to us according to Deuteronomy 29. Hear, O Israel, the statutes and judgments which I speak in your ears today, this day, saith Moses, in your ears, that you may learn them and keep and do them. Well, the Bible said in Matthew chapter 5, I did not come to destroy or remove the law. I come to fulfill it or come to practice what it says. You think he would tell Moses to tell them to learn the statutes and the commandments? And then tell them that they didn't have to do them, but they were superseded and done away with because we got a sweet Jesus sitting up in the heavens. And everybody under the sound of my voice knows it's Jesus. What do I mean when I say, hey? I say, Zeus. Who am I giving glory to? Yah. Why don't Christians say, hallelujah? Oh, they sing the praises of hallelujah, but they don't have the understanding. Being deceived by the mark of the false name will not take the mark of the true name. And you got to have one or the other, ladies and gentlemen. You can't sit on the fence. You got to get in and out, or you got to get hot or cold, in or out, or up and down. You got to get in this, or you got to get completely out of it. And I didn't come to lull you to sleep and to tickle your ears and turn you into fable. I come to bring you the truth. Raw, unadulterated truth. You therefore know these things before, beware lest you also being led away with the error of the wicked fall from your own steadfastness. 2 Peter 3:17. Now listen to this. The Apostle Paul, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11, have no fellowship. Come out of her, my people, with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Well, we got people today that instead of reproving, they want to a fellowship. They miss going to Sunday school. Where you have a bunch of silly women and a bunch of silly men. Really, I should say that the women probably know more than the men, because men have become effeminate, educated dummies, educated fools is what I would think. But the Bible says you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Now, how many phases in Genesis 1:14 we have the recipe for the secret times? We're talking about tonight, right now, begins the seventh month. You see, the month that the Father chose was in the month of Abib. Well, how can we say it's the tenth month when the month that the Father chose gives it only the seventh month, and tonight we begin the first count day of the seventh month when the new moon, the dark moon, ladies and gentlemen, begins. And it has 8 induction cycles to its final phase of 29 and a half days. That's how long it takes the moon to make one complete cycle. 29 and a half days. All right. The new moon, day one. Then we have what is known as the waxing crescent, which is 6 working days, and it's the formula of Ezekiel chapter 46, verses 1 and 2, when you begin your count on the new moon. You see, Israel never did recognize weeks. They always measured in time with the moon, and then they knew how many cycles it took in the complete 8-day cycle, not a 7-day cycle, as the Gregorian calendar and the Jewish calendar has deceived the very elect. You see, the first Sabbath is not on the 7th day. It's on the 8th day. We're going to talk about next Sunday night, part 2. It's going to be a 4-part series of secret times and hidden cycles. We're going to open up the revelation for you, because you can gather all your food. You can have gold and silver galore, weighted down that you'd take a ox cart to movie when you get ready to flee, and everybody's getting ready to flee. You better not be afraid of the new world order. You better be afraid of the old order. And that old order is the old way. See and ask for the old path, or the old way, and walk in. And there you'll find rest for your soul. How are you making preparations? Yeah, I've got food and wheat. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, do you think that you can hide? Do you think that the apostles was hiding when they were under the threat of the New World Order of their day, when they were being imprisoned? We call it the gulag. Today it's the federal prisoner institutions, over 700 already made for the righteous, not for the wicked. It is the righteous that will receive the persecution. But you're making plans to hide with the wicked. You're going to the dens and the rocks and the caves and think that you're going to hide with them, and they can't find you, and you can't find them. Why don't you make it right with the Father, and then you won't have as much fear and worry and aggravation of what am I going to do, Chicken Little, when the New World Order comes after you? Well, what did the apostles do? They preached boldly. Well, they beat them. Well, they preached boldly. Well, they imprisoned them. Well, they preached boldly. Paul was preaching in the prison when the earthquake came, and it destroyed the prison, and not one ran off because Paul was preaching. And Silas was singing. And they were worshiping. Ladies and gentlemen, they were nomads. I mean, they were going from town to town and city to city, and the New World, the Roman Empire and the Jews, who hated them for preaching the revelation of the complete cycle of the times and seasons, and the great, magnanimous, magnificent, all-powerful, all-glorious, oh, it's not today. It's the rejected name. It's despised. But when he came, he was despised. You think things have changed? The Bible says it only get worse. What are you going to do when Yahweh comes after you? Don't worry about the New World Order. You better worry about him that can cast both soul and body into the lake of fire, where eternal punishment waits for them that knows to do good and do it not. That is a damnation. But what about these two great lights in the 8th phase operation of the moon? The moon is the induction cycle to worship. It has 8 dates according to Ezekiel 46 and verse 1 and 2. Put the new moon first. Begin your waxing crescent. Work in 6 days when you see first crescent light. And then the first quarter will be the 8th day of the month. After that, you watch the moon as it keeps waxing gibbous toward the 15th day, which is the second Sabbath in the month. the third after the new moon, because the new moon is a Sabbath. You can't work on that day, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care what you've been told about Babylon. I don't care if they change times and laws. The Father, His word is forever settled, and they did not work on a new moon. Maybe you do. Or maybe you ain't keeping Sabbath. Well, Pastor Bay, I've kept Saturday, glory to God, and the Protestants are in the Catholic said, well, I've kept Sunday all my life, Pastor Bay. Ladies and gentlemen, have you kept it according to the word of the Mighty One that said His word was forever settled and nothing could be added to it and nothing taken away? You can't add or take away. You've got to rightly divide it. And so the eight phases of the moon cycle of 29 and a half days from day one until the end of the new cycle begins, you have eight boxes or eight doors or eight gates or eight-day Sabbaths. You say, well, Pastor Brother, I've always said my calendar says it's the seventh day, and the Bible spoke about the seventh day. Well, let me show you something here. If you keep a new moon, it's an uncountable day. You have to keep that new moon. Now, that new moon can go from 1 to 2 to 3 days extension in the dark cycle before it ever shows its light. That puts Yahweh in charge. They don't put man or a mathematical pope that has come up with an ingenious mathematical formula and spread it around the world with their false illusions of an imaginary international dateline to keep down confusion. What is confusion? Babylon. Did you know, if you want to read a sign, go back to the book of Genesis, chapter 2, or chapter 1, and read verse 14. Look at the sign. And the lesser light, and we have the greater light, and that's the sun to mark the equinox. The spring, that's an international dateline of universal consequences, and it's a mathematical happening of a miracle that only Yahweh knows how to have the planets to intersect into their section, what we call the equinox, time of reckoning, and we have evidence around the world that the ancient Israelites scattered abroad through the earth, including America, the USA, the Yah Jerusalem, that they kept a equinox account time. And then the first moon after that equinox, the Father said, mark that and begin your count. And so then the eight-day cycle of the moon cycle, going through the eight phases or the eight doors of Ezekiel chapter 46 and 1, gives you the correct formula, and the Father said there in Genesis chapter 1, verse 14, that they would be for signs. Now, let me show you something here in the book of Ezekiel chapter 20, verse 12. I will give you a sign. It's the fourth commandment. Remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy. What's the sign? It's in the moon. New moon, six working days, first quarter. The second set of working days, 6 days, then to the full moon, rest, door open. Then you begin to wane. After the full moon, it goes down in a waning cycle. It comes up in a waxing crescent and goes down in a waning, and give you a cycle, and it has involved in it the five Sabbaths within the month. First moon, first quarter, full moon, last quarter, and then you're waning crescent, waiting for the change of the moon. And you have a six-day period to work between those, and it comes out exactly 29 and a half days. Now, why with 29 and a half? Because the sign system in the heavens waiting to renew itself, the light system in heaven, and you only work when you see light. In its first crescent to the first quarter, and the first quarter will show you exactly one half of a moon dark, one half light, and that's a time to rest. Then you go back to work after that cycle, and then you come to what we call the full Shekinah, or the full glory of the moon, as it sets in the heavens above you. Well, is Pastor Buddy, I know that the International Dateline causes some confusion and the time zone is kept over in Greenwich, England, and that's the border. And when it crosses, it's daylight on one side and dark on the other. And this time is business time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, would you be caught up in the waxing of Babylon? Do you have a pagan Babylonian calendar hanging on your wall? Or do you have the time cycles of the moon to give you the days of the Sabbaths and the new moon? Now, in Amos chapter 8, verse 5, write it down for you. If you're keeping notes, write that verse of scripture. Verse important, because Israel complained with their competition who were Baal worshipers. Over in the flea markets, in the marketplaces, they kept on selling and buying on the new moon. But what did Israel have to do? They had to stop. They were not permitted to buy and sell on the Sabbath, which was the new moon. Now, the Bible says in Numbers chapter 29 and verse 1, to keep the Sabbath month of blowing of the trumpets. Brother Billy, I couldn't get back, but I hope you're listening up there. I didn't shun you. I didn't have time to cycle this thing out after I got your message and get ready and hooked up. But Brother Billy is blowing the trumpet, the silver trumpet, made a silver trumpet. The trumpet is being blown in America. Trumpets are being blown tonight all over the land to hurl the new moon, which is a sacred Sabbath, and no servile work being done. Do you recognize that time gate? Or are you on Babylon? Babylon, confusion. Babylon is the art of the word Babylon means confusion. Are you on that cycle? Or are you on the eight cycle phases of the moon that are the same all over? The phase of the moon is determined by the relative positions of the earth, the moon, and the sun as it conjuncts. So it is the same for everyone on earth. Who could have designed or come up with a formula or a light system or a beacon or a signal, as it says in Genesis 1:14? Who but Yah have done such a thing? And yet, the Christians, these false, lulled to sleep sheep, wanting itching ears, teachers, to soothe them to sleep on Saturday and Sunday, where they bring their tithe and offering and fill the houses of Baal. And old, rugged, rough preachers like myself, out in the streets, preaching the gospel with cornbread and branch water. I've made a lot of cornbread in my life. And drunk a lot of branch water along the side of the roads and in the springs and in the hills of Tennessee. Preaching rejected, have no certain place of worship. The prophets of Baal are like the foxes on the desert that preach false times. Here's Pastor Buddy proving beyond a shadow. You wait till next Sunday night when I get into the eighth day. I'm going to prove beyond a shadow of doubt with the eighth day, the time of reckoning, and the time of marking, and the time of worship. Spoken throughout the Bible when nobody was understanding. They even circumcised on the eighth day, which is the Sabbath day. And the world's caught up in a Gregorian Jewish calendar of 7 days. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a time of deception, and it's a time of times. The synchronization of times is out of sync. You better synchronize your times to come before the Father and worship Him on His appointed times. We're getting ready to have a Tabernacles Festival by beginning the mark tonight on the new moon, where the trumpet is blowing around America. By those who know and care enough to preach the very best. All the rejected prophets. The prophets of Yah are few, and the truth is so scarce, it's a time of famine. Not for bread and water. And everybody's caught up in New Orleans. How are we going to feed the people? How are we going to do this? How are we going to do that? You see, man is trying his best to put the scare into the people of the earth and to recognize, as George Bush said, the government will save you. Well, I'm not going to take the mark, he'll say. And the first free handout that the government devises to fool and deceive them, they're up there picking up their debit cards. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've got a Social Security card, that's not the mark of the beast. I've told you and told you and told you that the mark is a name. And it tells you right in the Bible that people are caught up in all of these phases, the different positions, and the different changes of the government. They're coming up with this, they're coming up with that, they're coming up with this. And half of these prophecies, these false prophets, are trying to scare the hell out of you. And all I'm trying to do is preach heaven into you. Because if you don't obey his commandments, it don't matter how much silver and gold. You can call up the 800 numbers and order what to. You see, all these doomsday prophets are telling you to get their gold and get their silver. Of course, they're making a wiping all the way to the bank. Order this water filter or that water filter. They're laughing all the way to the bank when they should be telling you what to do to get your soul saved and to avoid taking the mark of the beast. Because two-thirds of people that preach it who's already got the mark and don't even know it. You see, the mark is deceptive. The mark is a name. The Bible says it's the name of blasphemy. What system do you know that is on the earth that has deceived more people and has more power and its armies are marching through the earth trying to spread Christianity? It's one of the false spirits that come out of the mouth of the beast. It's one of the three unclean spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, I know this is astounding to you, but when you see through all of the deception and come to your senses and return to keep the commandments, the Father said to them that will listen to me, I'll give you more. Now, how can you find out when the moon rises? Is it related to a phase? Yes. The full moon rises about sunset each night. It comes up about 48 hours later, and the new moon is hard to see as it is a dark moon, but it rises around the same time as the sun. So you see, the Father has placed his 8 time gates, and I've talked on the time gates before. And tonight I feel so impressed to bring you a 4-part series on the secret times and the perilous times. If you're in the secret time, keeping the correct time, then you have nothing to be afraid of. To die is gain. What do you want to live for when all this corruption and evil comes? Because the Bible said to die is gain. You say, oh, but Pastor Buddy, I just don't want to leave the earth. I don't want to leave my silver and gold. My God's all bagged up, nowhere to go. Well, that's what this Bible says. You know what it says that you'll do? You're going to be guilty. As one of them that says that you got the truth, and all you think about is bagging up a bag of gold, and all the thing you've got on your mind is money, when you ought to have the salvation message in your heart, the Father would take care of the finances in due time if you don't faint. The Father says, be content with food and clothing. We've all got enough of that. We say, well, what about those displaced? You see, ladies and gentlemen, they were displaced by a power that is trying to sow discord in this nation and bring it down piecemeal and tear it apart, just like they did communist Russia. America is becoming socialized communism under the reign of a new world order. We are mortgaging away our birth certificates. Oh, what I'd like to talk about that tonight. In relationship to secret times and secret places. Did you know when the secret New World Order meets, they meet to regulate you and take you out of the synchronized times of the Father to get you to worship Baal. And the Baal prophets are government leaders and the 501(c) bunch that goes right along with them. Oh, my. How deceived can these foxes on the desert, these brilliant jackasses, How deceived can they be when the Father wants you to understand the full message and the intention of the heart to put on perfection? And the Bible says there's a famine in the land, not for bread and water, but for hearing the truth of the word. Or the truth will make you free. It is the seed right will bind you up with tradition and pagan days. Well, Pastor Betty, I go to the calendar on the wall now. Now, honey, it's been around a lot longer than you have, so somebody must have known it was all right back when they got it together. And they figured it out when I'm supposed to take off. Babylon. You poor, miserable person that has been turned into fable, sounding brass, and tinkling cymbal as you become the rotor rooter of evil, as you root and rut and cross land and sea to convert people to your pagan ways. Ladies and gentlemen, are we ever in an evil day or what? Did you know, let me show you something here on the eighth day, and I'm not going to have time to cover the eighth day because next Sunday night, you don't want to miss part two. I'm going to get into the eighth day, a revelation of the synchronicity of the secret times. You see, the world has given us a seven-day time cycle to take us out of the eight-day cycle. But the eighth day was when they offered all of their first fruits, sons, first sons, and their eldest sons, they offered them only on the eighth day. All of their liquors and their wines and their fruits and their harvest was offered only. No exception. It was only offered on the eighth day. We're going to prove that. Now, you never hear nothing about the eighth day. Well, that's because that the Bible says that men love darkness rather than light. You see, when I preach light, people think that I'm preaching darkness. And when they preach darkness, people think that they're preaching light because it sounds so right. Because we've been doing it so long. Oh, our church was established back in the 1600s, Pastor Buddy. So what? The truth was established from Genesis chapter 1:14 for the synchronicity of times, and it had 8-day cycles within the framework of the time gates of Genesis and Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 14, and Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1, and Genesis, springing from the time gate system of Genesis 1:14, where he said, these will be for signs and times, and for synchronicities. And if you're not there at the appointed time, you've missed the appointment. And what if a king was coming to your house tonight? Don't you think he'd make ready? Why don't you just plan on the next new moon, which is tonight? Start taking off tomorrow and worshiping and reading and praying and doing no servile work. And wait for the goodness of Yah. Those that will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the wicked ways. Who are we talking about, Pastor Buddy? Those that are called by my name. That's what the Bible says. But the people that are called by the name have not humbled themselves. They haven't turned from their wicked ways. And all day long he stretched forth his hand to a gainsaying and disobedient people that is in the same right way. And oh, how much fun they're having down at the local strip bars and the watering holes. Oh yeah, the priest, you know, they put on these charades. They strip down to their finery. And they wax bold in their deception and in their teachings, denying the truth, and will bring upon themselves eventual destruction, and all them that love a lie will go to hell with them that teach it. Now, if you're man enough or woman enough, and I hope and trust that I've got somebody tonight in the audience that is man enough or woman enough to step out on the word And the Bible says to approve all things. You know why they won't let me speak in churches? Because when I get through speaking, the people are arguing. Well, God is not the author of confusion. If you bring the truth in among confusion, then them that have been confused will argue and moan and complain, and they forever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. There'll always be somebody in there, a hungry sheep, that says, I see, I hear, I understand, and I will walk in. See and ask for the old path. And when you find it, walk in, and you'll find rest for your soul. Now, what that rest mean? The rest is the Sabbath, the fourth day commandment. It's the rest. If you love me, keep my commandments. What day did they worship on? What day did they offer their first fruits? What day did they circumcise their sons? The seventh day? No. Ladies and gentlemen, it was on the eighth day. And the eighth day only works out on a lunar crescent formulation fathered and authored by the great mathematician of heaven who said, I'll hide it from the wise and the prudent. They will not know my ways because their ways are not mine. Why? Because the secret things belong to Yahweh and to whom he revealed them. And first he said, I will only reveal to my prophets. So how can he do without a preacher? How can he preach except that he won't preach things that will tickle your ears? He won't teach you tradition. He will break the bonds of tradition, fear and superstition and ignorance, and bring you into the light if you're man and woman enough to follow the advice or the teaching or the prophecies that comes from his mouth. How do you know a prophet? My prophets will speak the truth. My prophets will not love filthy lucre. They will not take a money bag along with them. All these great evangelistic preachers today make billions and millions and wind up in the bed with some man's wife or go a whoring because money and power corrupts, and the devil and his angels have bought these preachers and the people that heap to themselves lust of teachers having itching ears and will turn away their ears from the truth. I want you to remember that. You see, ladies and gentlemen, you see why that Pastor Buddy doesn't have many. But you see, we're not the many, we're the few. We're the ones that have taken upon the statutes and the judgments that we speak in your ears this day, that you may learn them and keep them and do them. Walk on the Yahweh and do not the things that I say to do. And he said, Pastor Buddy, I just love the Lord so much, glory to God. Hallelujah. You false, ignorant, poor, miserable creatures. No wonder you wiggle like a worm on a hot rock when the truth comes. Because you've got no foundation of understanding given to you. You can't endure the sound doctrine. And you will turn your ears away from the truth to have the itching ears to be turned into a fable or into a tradition, and full well you reject the commandments of Yah to keep you on tradition. That's what the preacher said. That's what the Creator said. The creature is they that lumber and sleep in Babylon. They worship the creature more than the Creator. If you're going to worship the Creator, you've got to be a man. You've got to stand on your 2 feet and declare it and stand on it.
Well, what if they turn me out of the church, they won't listen to what I got to say.
That would be music to your ears. Rejoice when they cast you out of their presence for me and my name's sake.
Well, but I feel so long. I've been there for 25 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you save your soul by the skin of your teeth and you get out after 50 years, you ought to shout joy, unspeakable and full of glory, and praise and honor, and sing praises to this magnificent, magnanimous.
You say, well, I've lost the respect to the community. Beware of them that are well spoken of.
I'm in the tab and see how they speak about Pastor Buddy. I'll probably throw rocks at you. You even speak my name. Why? Well, I haven't stolen anything. I haven't broken any law. Never been in jail. Never violated. Never done any other traffic ticket. Praise Yah. But they can't take the truth of sound doctrine. Our church, Pastor Buddy, you come in to it all, please. We had a good crowd. You run half of their mouth. Another half don't understand what's going on. Now they're questioning me. Oh, you poor, miserable wolf. No wonder you're howling in the wind of confusion of Babylon. Why? Because the truth is a judgment that will separate fact from fiction. And the word is forever settled with nothing being added to it, and certainly nothing taken away. You better get in the timeline. You better get in the time zone. You better listen and hear and understand that the synchronicity of the time gates are formulated by the Spirit, and they're the hidden things, and the Father has anointed me to come forth preaching the correct timeline on the Sabbath day, that you might get back in synchronicity with the Father and call on the name that's got salvation. These names of Baal. Jesus! Save me! Pastor Buddy is holding forward over my head. He makes me miserable. I gotta turn off the radio. Can you stand to listen to him? He's so judgmental. And he's saying that I ain't saved calling on Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, how do you think that the devil is going to deceive even the very elect if possible? And the Bible said, all the world will wonder after the beast that had the mark of a false name. Christianity just happened to be in the boiling pot. And when Pastor Buddy brings the fire of the revelation of truth, it warms the water up, and as they boil in the water, they complain all the way to hell, holding on to tradition and a false name that they live by, but they're dead and they don't even know it. Oh my. Tough times is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, the tough only get going when tough times come. I've been in tough times for 30 years. I preach the gospel. This is the 50th year I've been in the gospel. The 50th year that I have been seeking my Creator. Now, it's been an evolutionary climb. I didn't have all the truth poured over my head. I had to pray. I had to fast. I had to stand still. I had to doubt. I had to fear. I had anxiety. I was stressed out. But the more truth that I learned, the more I came out of Christianity. Let me repeat that. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, you ain't a Christian. No, I'm a Yahwist. A Yahwist is somebody that knows the truth, somebody that calls on the correct name. And if you don't have the knowledge to call on the correct name, I don't care what you call yourself, you're sealed in doom until you come to the understanding of the wise, and Yahweh will show you the secret things. Get in the timeline, the time gates, and tonight begins the festival month of the seventh month. Now, I can tell you a lot of things about the seventh month, but I don't have time to go into that because I want to get next week on the 8-day cycle rhythm of synchronicity. That's part two of secret times and places. Now, we're going to begin tonight the recognition of the Feast of Trumpets. Blow the trumpet in Zion, sound the alarm, preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized in the name of Yahweh shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Nothing can be added to it, and nothing certainly taken away from the gospel of the anointed prophets that are coming on the scene in the last days to open the sealed time of the end prophecies and bring you understanding to the wise. Now, if you want to tabernacle with us in Bryson, just going to be a few people there, ladies and gentlemen. It'll be Yah's chosen and the ones he's moved on to sacrifice and come. But it'll be in Bryson City, the beautiful hills, mountains, of western North Carolina. Bryson City, North Carolina. Now, right, Pastor Buddy, for directions. I'll send you a flyer of when, where, and how you can get there and fellowship with us 8 glorious days in the hills of Bison City in Tabernacles. Now, that will begin on October the 16th at the going down of the sun, and it will end on October the 25th, or the beginning of the 25th day, it will end. 8 glorious days in Bryson City, North Carolina. We need you there to worship. We'll teach you things probably that you've never heard. We have a lot of things that we only teach to our people. These are the secret things, and we don't throw our pearls around before swine. But we don't have no trouble with swine, because the Bible says when the prophet comes online, the hirelings will flee. They don't call me up and say, Pastor Buddy, we'll debate you on this. We'll debate. They never call. I don't have any trouble with these false prophets. You know why? Because they're in darkness, and when you pull the dark cover off of their stupidity and ignorance and superstition and tradition and bring the light of the Word and unseal the things of truth at the time of the end. Now, let me tell you when to fast. A fast on October the 11th at sundown, and end your fast on October. That's a record fast day. Fast that day with us, Brother Billy, and other prophets around the nation, Dr. Gary, Brother Steve. All of these prophets are blowing the trumpet and sounding the message. We are in the time of trouble and the time of the end, when Revelation, ladies and gentlemen, not doom and gloom, not sealed up in some cave of trembling on the bone that Babylon's going to find you and chip you with a little microchip. Ladies and gentlemen, they can shoot you full of bullets or microchips and everything. If you've got the seal of the king, to die would be gain. And although you've got all that metal in your physical body, it's not going nowhere, no way, but back to the dust. And that inward man who's obeyed the gospel and kept the commandments, and why say you love me and keep not my commandments, he that says he loves me and won't keep them, is a liar, and the truth is not in you. Right for directions, I'll send them out to you. Now, tonight, you can call me, area code 423-626-2172. Now, I enjoy talking with you. If the line's busy, call me back. And if you can't, leave me a message. I'll call you back on my nickel at my convenience. And we will talk about the things that we need to talk about. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you need to write me, and we need a $1,000 offering to catch up on our radio broadcast, we are $1,000 in rearage. So we need you up. Dr. Gary has asked me to make a plea for you to help us. We need your help. We're $1,000 in the loose. We can get that called up. We're standing in the gap, and other brothers are picking up some of the financial burden for us, and it's helping us out tremendously, but we need to get caught up. We've been as far back as $2,000 in the rear on WWCR. They're very nice people. They wait on us and give us time, and we always come through for them. So somebody out there that can afford to send Pastor Buddy Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. You can afford to write me a check or send me a money order or a love offering of $1,000 or more. We would appreciate it, and we will see that the Father will pay honor to whom honor's due. So we love you very much. Help us out. We need your help. Send us your tithes and offerings. A little is a much in the Father's hands, and it can go a long way. So Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you'd like to put it on a credit card, call Dr. Gary, business hours, 935-1877-289-7439. We love you very much. And if I didn't love you, I wouldn't preach so hard to you. And if I didn't know the truth, I couldn't preach the truth to you. I am called reluctantly preaching. I didn't ask for this. It was thrust upon me. I tried to put the burden aside, but the Father chastised me many times until I come under His command. And now I have learned through the these wounds that I have in my body, I bear about the wounds of rejection of trying to run from the Father. You can't run. You can't hide. Preach the truth. Get the soul ready. Don't worry about the flesh and blood. The Father will take care of that at, to his discretion. So prepare to meet Yahweh. Don't worry about the new world order. Don't worry about those on the airways telling you that doom and gloom is coming. You prepare to make peace with Yahweh, and then the new world order will seem like a bunch of cream puffs. Ladies and gentlemen, they will vanish overnight. They will be no more. And the great King of Heaven is coming back in flame and fire, taking vengeance on them that know not the gospel. You want to hear it? We'll see it next Sunday night, part two of Synchronicity of Time.
The virgins are all turning their